Yeah, the idea I wanted to just share with you guys, I mean, it's basic, but I think very important, just to review, and I found it very worthwhile, which is, you know, when you come to Malchus, so the 10th Pasuk, right, Malchus Achron HaShofros, you're supposed to have 10 psukim. So the 10th pasuk by Malchus is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I think the fact that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad brings, causes one to stop for a moment and just maybe clarify, you know, what you mean by Malchus. What does that really mean? Because if it just means, of course, some literal idea of Melech, I mean, well, what's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? I mean, it doesn't have the word Melech in it. But clearly that's not the case. It's something deeper. And of course, it goes without saying with a group of guys like you, that you're all familiar the fact that we have an Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra, that God, the Paitan, I think it's Ibn Gabirol, I'm not sure if he wrote it, I think he wrote Adon Olam, but whoever wrote it was clearly a person who knew the ideas of Torah very well. And the fact that it's included in our Siddur, of course, attests to that. But you say, Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. So you see, the idea of Melech has nothing to do with the relative word Melech that we use, which always, normally in our mind, conjures up some kind of subjects, or somebody who's being subjugated. And of course, the second half of that verse, which is I mean, of course, that's not a contradiction, because that's the saying that when there will be creatures, then there'll be beings that can call him Melech. But in fact, the idea of God as Melech has nothing to do with any existence. It's intrinsic. It just simply has to do with the idea of God Himself. So I just wanted to say, some basic points about that. And I just remember a long time ago. I remember Rebbe, in discussing the second mitzvah, which is the mitzvah Hu Atzivui, the Rambam says, the Sefer Mitzvahs, Hu Atzivui Shenitztavino B'Yediyas HaYichud, V'Hu Sheneida Shepoel HaMetzias V'Sibasa HaRishon Echad. Okay, to know that I'm not going to get to exact translations, but that the Creator and the Cause are one. V'Hu Amr Yisala Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Uvarov hamidrashos timtzaim omrim al menas li yached eshemi, al menas li yachedeni. That God, took us out of Mitzrayim, or gave us a Torah, al menas li yachedeni. Oh yeah, he says it. I'm sorry. Kavanasim bedavar zeh shelo hotzionu min ha'avdus, va'asa imanu masha asa min ha'chesed v'ha'atava, el al menas Sheniya Bidas Hayichud. The whole reason that God had mercy on us and took and did the chesed and the good and took us out of Mitzrayim was only on one condition, that we should have the correct, the Sheniya Bidas Hayichud, that we should have that concept and perception of Yichud. Okay? And then, of course, he says, if a harbor makomas omer mitzvahs Yichud, v'koron l'mitzvazu, gam malchus. Klomar, So this Rebbe raised, one point he raised here was, what does it mean, Almanas Liachadeini? It's a strange expression. What is God, an object? Almanas Liachadeini? But of course, what the Rambam means is that a person can never have ultimate knowledge, but he has one obligation as a person, which is to spend his life purifying his perception of the Borei Olam. And that's an ongoing mission. So it's that you take the idea of a creator, of the Borei Olam, and you're constantly working on it, and you constantly, through ideas and reflection, you remove more and more of a physical perception of it, and as a result, you also remove any concept of plurality from it. And that becomes your idea of the source and creator of the universe. So Almanas Liachdeini is speaking exactly to the human condition and how the human condition has to relate to the idea of the Borei Olam. And that's the only way it could happen. Can't a person just be told it? It has to be really worked on. Because obviously there's an intellectual part to it, for sure. But there's also obviously removing the early perceptions or the early way that you think about God, from your youth. So that's Almanas Liachdeini. That's Almanas Liachdeini. So now, having said that, I think the next step is to say that the term Melech would be like any other term, really other than Yudke Vavke, that we use regarding God. Meaning it's a borrowed term. It's purely a human term, but we use these human terms and apply them to God. Like Elohim, like all these names, Kel. These are all borrowed terms. And the reason why Melech is borrowed is because, in fact, in the human realm, we use the word Melech not always to mean some being that reigns over others. But we use the term also to portray a certain ultimate, like a certain excellence. Like the best, the ultimate in that area. Okay? So it's like it means like a kingliness. It's a certain idea of the ultimate in that particular area. So over here, we use that term, since that term resonates with human beings in a certain manner. So therefore, that term is also applied to God. Okay? But the truth is, a person can only have the real idea that God is the ultimate only if he has a correct idea of Yichud Hashem. So via the Almanas Liachdeini, he comes to that ultimate, he comes to the idea that God, in fact, is the ultimate. His perception of God becomes such that he recognizes as clear as he can that God is Like the Rambam says, it's not that he's just like just he's differentiated. I don't even want to say like he's like qualitatively. It's like there's no comparison. You know, the Rambam makes that point. I mean, he doesn't make it exactly this way, but I put it this way. It's like if you say, you know, people say qualitatively, oh, it's apples and oranges. Yeah, but apples and oranges can't be applied to God, that kind of expression. Because it still means there's a commonality between them. By God, you mean completely differentiated. No commonality. So only through a true perception of Yichud will that result in the idea of Malchus, of God being the ultimate, the Melech. So that's why Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad has a din of Malchus. And that's why Chazal call it Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Because that exactly is what Yichud is. Yichud results in a proper idea of God truly as Melech, the ultimate. And that's exactly why the Paitan wrote what he wrote. Adon HaMelech, Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nevra. That's his, because that's by definition, that's God's, that's his essence. That's his nature, that he is the ultimate. So it doesn't require, God doesn't depend on anything, so it doesn't depend on any other existence. By the way, I'll just add this, because I know you know, I think it's good to know this. It's very interesting that it turns out, and I'm pretty sure Rebbe mentioned this too years ago, okay, because it stuck in my mind as like a very fascinating thing. It turns out that Aristotle and any other philosophers who maintain that the universe is a coexistence with God, it turns out that according to them, it's not as, God is not as, their idea of Yichud Hashem is not as removed from the physical. It is removed, don't get me wrong. But it's, there is some co, like, some, there's a relationship still. That God's existence, by definition, means that there a universe will exist, that a physical thing will exist. According to us, our yichud is that much more removed and abstract. Okay? In other words, since the universe is a result of his actions, there's no relationship between his essence intrinsically and any other existence. Whereas according to the Aristotelian system, there will be. So we're the only people, or those who think like us, where it's a absolute Yichud Hashem. Just an interesting thing. It's just an interesting thing. See, now you can understand why Yaakov was so happy to hear when he was worried about what their where they were. What was their hashkafa? How did they see things? And they said, Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. See, he was very happy. He gave the Shevach, Baruch, Shem, Kavod, Malchus, Holy, Olam Vaed. See, that really made him a very happy man. And he responded in kind to the idea that you guys really have the correct idea of Melech. Not an idea related to anything physical. So anyhow, I thought that would be a good thing to add since, Rosh Hashanah is Malchius, at least to have a correct idea and why that pasuk of Shema Yisrael fits in is really, you know, in many ways, as the Rambam says, that's the ultimate expression of Malchus. Yeah. Of course, I think it goes without saying that the fact that the Paitan also, I think it's been pointed out by others, that the fact that he used the word B'terem Kol Yetzir Nevra, he used B'terem for the reason that he didn't want to use the word Lefnei, because Lefnei would imply that there's time. It just shows you again how the Paitan, if it was Ibn Gabirol, I mean, the words are roitim, but you know what I mean? Whoever it was, it just shows you the depth of how he formulated that statement in Adon Olam. The terem kol. Like, that's like the closest, I guess, you can get as a human term to avoid, like, an idea of time. Yeah, terem in the Hebrew language is always to not to imply a relationship of time. It's like a relationship of existence, but not time. I would just add one more thing about Malchius. And I think probably there's a lot more to say about it, but there's no doubt, besides the Pasuk of Shema, I mean, the truth is, of course, that the Malchius, and I guess that's where people, it caused them not to think about the primary idea, but of course, since God is the ultimate, I mean, the objective of the tefillah is to bring that idea in relationship to people. But people start making the mistake that he's melech because of people. That's not true. But you do, of course, want to show how God's existence should affect the human being. That's clearly. It's not just some abstract lesson. It's also to bring into line that people should have an idea of God, and that, of course, that they're the tefillah is at the end of Malchius is that the Avin Kol Paal Shata Yefalto V'Chol Yitzur Shata Yitzarto, that as a result of this idea, we want, of course, the whole world, because we're not egocentric, we want the whole world to share in this great idea and to have the truth. So there's no doubt, I mean, it's to bring about a certain, you know, ema, okay? Not like the Rav used to call, he say, not a neurotic fear, but an idea of ema about God's existence. So there's no doubt you're bringing it into, you know, the psukim there to show how malchus, of course, affects, you know, should affect the human being. Okay. Yeah, I think it is an important idea. I think David, you're right. It's like going over these ideas as you get older and you have a greater sense, you know, you've obviously gained the knowledge, they do. They hit you in a different way. There's no doubt about it. And you see a little bit deeper what it means, and it has a bigger effect on you. There's no doubt about that.